Cool. Let me know when you're ready. Okay, great.
So, call for order to mark for meeting.
You have a roll call for myself, Jose Dell, Mr. Lasker, who we're missing Mr. Greenwald and Mr. Greenberg.
Mr. Greenwald is running late. He's in the train.
Yep, I heard. I heard. So let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of America, to the liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we start anything else, maybe we should begin with taking the oath of office. We can wait for him. You know what? Yeah, let's do it. You have the ledger?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, so we'll do that later. I'll make a motion to open the public comment period. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Lasko. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anyone?
Right here.
Okay. Please.
Mr. Cox, right?
Yep. My notes. I'll give this back to you.
Okay. You got it. That's fine.
Just let me remember what I'm talking about, you know?
No problem. Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. So, there's a rumor that there was an election recently. Is that correct?
Mr. Levin, as you probably remember from previous times, it's not a Q&A. Please make a statement.
Then I'll leave the question mark off. There was a rumor that there was an election. Okay, this so-called election, if it actually occurred, which I would like confirmation of, was not publicized to any extent in the village, whether you actually conformed with the actual legal necessities, I have no idea. But I only heard about the election after I believe it was a fait accompli, which I don't think is the way to run a village, unless the swamp has moved northward from Washington. Anyway, I've spoken about these matters before, but they don't seem to get accomplished to any extent. Okay, there were several trees that were recently cut down in the park. The tree debris, or what remains from after the tree was cut, including the stumps and the cut trees, are still in the park. They should not be in the park. They should be taken away, as should debris that's within a certain amount of footage from the walkway, both for safety reasons and for aesthetic reasons. It would be very nice if somebody responded after I was finished to what I'm talking about. Okay. The two signs in Burgess Meredith Park are both in disrepair. One is completely unintelligible, and the other one is moving in that direction. And I've asked one of the trustees about this, and he doesn't seem to be too concerned about it. Okay, the bridge also hasn't been painted in a number of years, and it needs painting, and it probably needs some sanding as well. Okay, there seems to be some increased garbage in the creek, including a tire and various other things, and it should be removed. The walkway has been deteriorating for several years, especially since the work that was done on the new kids' playground, and it's a dangerous condition, and it's not right. Now, supposedly there's something going on as far as the walkway, but I would suggest that there be some public meeting where the village options are discussed and people are given an opportunity to give their opinion and perhaps actually provide some information that would be useful to the trustees. There are some people with, you know, significant experience living in the village. Okay, as you probably know, it looks like there was some vandalism to one of the backboards. I'm sure it's going to be repaired. I don't know when. But it's also possible you might want to consider putting in metal backboards instead of glass backboards, which would be less impervious to any possible future damage. There's also a lot of garbage off Quaker Road between Brookside and Route 202 on the left side as you go off. There's also the usual garbage on Woodfield Brookside corner. There's rarely an attempt to take care of this. Exactly how you would take care of it or prevent it, you know, is up to discussion, but leaving garbage around is also not a great idea. It would be useful if people are listening to me, paying attention, if there'll be some effort to get people to clean up their own properties. I know it's not required by law. It may be up to a certain amount of footage from the park, from the road, that it is required. I don't really know the answer to that. But, you know, people are, you know, I know it gets windy and things get blown around, but people should understand that they have responsibility to monitor their own property. So it would be nice if I heard something. Thank you for your attention. It would be nice if I heard something from the trustees as to their response to what I'm saying and if they are considering making any effort to deal with the issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Discussing contracts for cleaning up this is the...
You put that in the official record of the
business.
You got it,
okay. Anyone
else, John? No, nobody else.
Okay, so make a motion to close.
Second.
Second by Mr. West, my favorite.
Aye.
Aye. Good day.
Good evening. The winter exhibition 2025, titled for the brands, closed on March 23rd. The Macho concept was this past weekend. It was promoted great and performed by Tommy Bill, which is the same. The big part from one of the residents, Richard Louis, and Bess, and Mike. Rekka on drum and Scott William on acoustic guitar, and the event stream live via Hoofmeet.com. The Delamata Alta also exists with the streaming. Light equipment was provided. The spring 2025 exhibition titled Gravitation is scheduled to open on April 6th with an opening reception Sunday, April 27th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Participating artists are Arnie Weinstein, wood sculptor, and Eliyahu Lalush, painting, a light music performance with a picture with Michael Zedler, duo, also a Pomona resident. Light refreshment will be served. The event will be open for the attendance and will be streamed live via YouTube. Dr. Mosa Atta will assist with the live streaming. And Mr. Mayor, Mr. Deputy Mayor, the Board of Trustees, this time I feel so honored to will have the work of world famous Eliyahu Lalush. I happen to have the copies to provide you about him, and he's including all the world famous leaders, including Elizabeth Taylor, I mean Elizabeth the Queen, Her Majesty. It's just unbelievable. So a great honor to have his work in the center for the spring exhibition. I just hope you would have time and attend on April 27th, on Sunday. I think you will love it.
Did you give us the flyer for it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the flyer is in the agenda?
No, no, the one, the digital one, so...
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I send you the email on Friday.
The one with the for the event on spring
2025?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Did, Mr. Alaska, did you have Abraham, the copy?
Yeah,
with
there you go.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Wow.
It is world famous, and we have it here in Pomona. It's just an honor.
Where did you get those paintings from?
His studio here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he lives here in our area.
Nice. Where is his studio?
His studio is a little bit below 202.
He came to visit you in the culture?
Yes, he loves
it. Nice.
I have picture on my phone. He's pretty handsome.
Nice.
Man.
Today, no one is more handsome than you.
We fall in love already. We said this world.
Today, how many people come to these events?
As many people came. Yeah.
Just like what?
Stop by.
Ballpark. 10 people? 20, 30, 40?
Oh, more than that, yeah.
50?
Something like that, and then for reception and come and go. We come in, and the most we have a problem, only one we have problem, the parking. The board years ago, he asked me to propose for a parking lot at the center, but they want me to cut the big trees. I said, I don't want to propose to cut a big tree for parking lot.
So you could close up the 306. Just shut it down.
Yeah, we've been happen like that. Dr. Lamarco's police conduct the traffic. It was just crazy. Yeah, so it's a problem. So the spring concert is scheduled for Saturday, May 24th at 8 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $800 for the musician. And $150 for hospitality. So, Mr. Mayor, Deputy Mayor, the board, and we'd like to get the approval of the total $950 for the spring concert.
Make a motion to approve $950 for the spring concert in May, $800 for the musicians, and $150 for hospitality. Do I have a second?
Second.
One on.
I said by Mrs. Zedell. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes. 4, 1 absentee.
Okay. Before Ann, you would like to read for the group maintenance, or
today,
you would like to
read after Passover? Let's
okay.
Have Passover.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
after Passover.
After the holidays.
Okay.
When the weather is better. Already.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
So, any question?
Okay, I'm going to move to the minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bidet, for everything.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody had a chance to look over the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of February 24, 2025.
I'll second it. Anybody have any corrections, insertions, deletions? Please do. Okay. There are no corrections, insertions, or deletions.
Who seconded it?
I believe Mr. Greenberg.
You actually did.
Sorry.
You
yeah.
did. Okay.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, 4. Thank you, Jenna, once again.
You're
will copy
welcome.
These minutes?
Can we take
so
a look
I don't have an
at,
extra copy. I'll get one.
Okay, treasurer's reports. Trustee Mark Greenberg moves resolution of the payment of general funds claims totaling $105,915.43 set forth on page 6 in the monthly abstract listing dated February 25, 2025 through March 24, 2025. Estimated is hereby approved, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of March 7, 2025, March 21, 2025, as set forth in the payroll in the amount of $12,997.22 and $13,012.62, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I get a second?
You see the
second.
Second by Trustees Idell. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Aye.
4-5. No, 4-0.
4-4 and 1 absent.
4-0-1. Okay.
Yep.
Meetings. So, we have the landscaping maintenance contract. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Before, let's begin with, before we go to new business, let's do the oath of office. So both of you, this is the last one to do the book and stuff. Mark, maybe you should do it first.
Yes, I'm not forgetting. Oh, I filled it out for you. Sorry.
So just for the minutes, we're doing now 8D. We're going
first.
To 8D first, okay? AD first. Instead of 8A, we're going to do 8D first. Okay, so
resolution certified. Okay. So I'm going to read to the record the resolution certifying the election that we had last Tuesday, March 18th, 2025, the official election results. So Trustee Mordechai Lasker got 153 votes, and Trustee Mark Greenberg got 182 votes. For write-ins, we had a total of 50. And ballots cast total was 201, and absentee/permanent disabled, we had 6 votes for that. So we just need a...
Thank you. So we have a motion to certify the results. They were read by the village court, seconded by Trustee Zaidel. Any questions?
Just for the record, I know there's a question raised, Jenna. The election was posted in the Journal News in...
November.
October, and then again in March, right? Early
yes,
March.
Correct. Yeah, plus we had laminated posters that were red and white.
And how many locations?
Posted in 6 locations, which is what we have to do legally, at least 6. And then I also had one in Village Hall for the last couple of months. And then the week before the election, I actually had it on the outside door over here, and then each month we had it on the agenda as well since November.
So just again, there's a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
So now over the office, we have the ledger. I guess Mr. Greenberg, maybe the honors. Well, first, maybe you'll read the oath of office, then you'll sign it. You will read the oath of office.
I have to do that?
Yes.
What is it? Where is it?
Here it is.
Standing? Right? Standing
or
sitting? Look at
the office.
Where's
the other office? You're usually
sitting. Where's the
office? Brian,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
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 You
say yeah.
Got to put my hand in.
I affirm.
Yeah.
I affirm. You know, like.
Where am I from?
Here.
Wait.
I, Mark Greenberg, do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of trustee of the Village of Pomona for the term of 4 years.
Thank you.
Yes.
I, Mordechai Lasker, do solemnly affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of trustee for the Village of Pomona for a term of 4 years.
Thank you. To the best of my abilities. You have to say that.
Okay? To the best of, according to the best of my ability.
Thank you. And thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
24, Sean Bouquet,
hands up. We are good to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go back to 8. So, landscaping maintenance contract. So we got, at this point, three proposals. One from...
Well, turns out it's actually two. I thought it was a new one. It's Trustees, Manpower, and Chris Meredith.
So we have one from Meredith that came and one from the Manpower Construction that came.
Mm-hmm.
They came today, so I don't know if everybody had a chance to look at them. Sort of slides. Did you have a chance to look at them?
I looked at it, yes. Yeah. They look pretty similar. I don't know. They look pretty similar. One is, I see... came in at $16,800. The other one came in at $16,500. And otherwise, I don't know. I looked at it. It looks pretty steady.
So the other wants to do 15. That's it.
$15,000?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I have a feeling with
it. Brian said we didn't. It's not like out for bid because it's under the procurement policies. What?
It's 25
under the threshold, yeah. But we got two quotes.
Yeah. So,
do we need another quote, or we can vote on it tonight?
I believe there's a couple more. Do they have a chance opportunity? A couple people approached me regarding putting in for another bid.
Oh, another group wants to put in a bid.
Yeah. So I don't know. What
ask the mayor. It's up to the mayor. I'm not.
Well, when does it close?
Not closing, because the problem is The problem is that. The meeting start. The contract is on April 1st. Our next meeting is already April 7th. So I don't know. It's up to you. I don't know. They called me also, and I told them that our meeting is tonight at 7:30. They want to bring in.
Oh, so
did somebody bring in anything?
Well,
anyone else?
Oh no.
Me. I guess somebody gave them my number, and they called me too. And I told them it's. We take any quotes. Anyone could bring in a quote. You know, it's the first time we got quotes because we never got the other people who were interested in this contract.
Yeah, the calls that I had were from Manpower.
Letting them know they were going to send the new one. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Brian, do we need to wait for a third one? Or
see, okay. So, you want to wait? The contract date's not critical.
It's not critical? Got it.
You haven't signed it yet. I mean, so you
okay. Obtain that's up to the mayor.
You can give it till the next meeting if you want to allow the quote to come in.
Ronan, do they really want to bring another quote? Okay,
yeah.
So maybe it's up to you.
If we can wait and give them a chance.
Do you think it's coupon?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you want? No problem. Okay, we will wait.
Give everybody a chance.
Hold on, so until then.
You give them the information about how to commit?
Ronan, do you know the person? Because I don't know.
It was a couple of people.
Okay.
No, I was asking the people that have a record.
That
I know the record, legal, everything.
Got it.
Fine. Not a problem. So, yes. Okay. Not a problem. Okay. So.
I'm sorry, Elon. So for which meeting are we talking about?
We're going to vote for it on April 7th, whatever is in.
I'm going to make sure that they submit everything
by the end of the week, as soon as possible.
Okay.
ASAP. Just
if they want it.
Can you just explain to them that we get the proposal, we get a pretty good proposal, they need to have a comparative detailed proposal.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess we'll get another one.
Table it for the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody, if you can please review the contracts that were sent.
No, that can spoil. They can spoil by the clerk other, I don't know, Brian, they can spoil other agreements that came in?
He's talking about previous year.
They can quote, but not the current quote.
For obvious reasons,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, fine. So you have something, you have something this week. The race.
Yeah, every year we make a motion to approve the GFNY that drives through our village. I know some people like it, some people don't, but usually it's a beautiful event.
Yes.
Where we have 1,000 bikers or 5,000 bikers drive, pass through our village from Hammond State Park all the way. They go down to the city. I see they gave us their liability insurance, and they gave us their plan. So far, we had no incidents with them. So, Brian, what do we make? We need to make a motion to approve their request.
Yeah.
Like what? I know we didn't prepare a resolution, but what should we be doing? Just to allow them to drive through the village, or because they provided liability insurance.
And they did contact PD because
PD is on that.
Yeah,
for sure. We know PD is every year the same. They have guys. They have flaggers.
If so, the date, whatever the date is, you're authorized.
Yeah, they.
We authorize the event.
It's here somewhere.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the GFNY event, which is going to be on May 18, 2025, which will pass through our village.
I'll second that. Any questions?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Mindy, can you please mention to Martin the date so he doesn't do any...
No, it's on a Sunday usually.
Yeah, it's always on Sunday.
The roads.
Mention to him.
No, but I'm going to ask him something else. I'm going to ask the town of Ramapo Highway to make sure that old potholes on that route
That's a good idea.
Because if so many bikes are going to go through, the potholes should be at least full patch, regular patch. So Jenna, you can do that. If you could let Tom from the highway department know and send him the route.
Send him back.
Ask him to please have somebody, the route, they have a route, they go through.
Yeah.
It says
over here the route. So if you can have the town from the highway department just see the route, tell them the path we asked them to keep the tunnel, but if they can come by this year, maybe the week before, make sure that no puddles or bikes don't have their tires busted or something, or anybody accidents, etc.
Just mention to him that they did that last year.
And it was very helpful. Yes, there was no... 2 years ago, I remember some bikes got tires. So that's what we're trying to do.
Again, mentioning the email, they'll be... Again, they did it last year. This year, we'll have the same amount of riders, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And tell them, give them the date, so they know when to come by. Thank you.
You got it.
They shouldn't do it too much in advance, because one more rain.
Seriously.
Mr. Greenberg has some comments about the landscaping contracts.
I looked at both two landscaping contracts they have in front of me. They're missing some cul-de-sacs, but they're that they said they're going to take care of. They're missing Catalina, Huncourt, Ethan Allen. I don't see them on there.
And they're missing multiple cul-de-sacs.
And those cul-de-sacs have trees in the middle?
No,
they don't touch. If it's a cul-de-sac that is just pavement, they don't come in there. If the cul-de-sac that have trees or they need a spring cleaning and a weekly or every monthly review to make sure there's no overgrown brushes or whatever it is. So I think we have 28 cul-de-sacs, but I'm not sure all of them have. Like, for example, Southridge, the dead end, has nothing in there.
No? Okay.
No. So I'm saying there's certain cul-de-sacs have nothing.
Already.
Lakeview has nothing in the middle. The same thing with...
Yeah, I think Mendy's right, because these are the same 20 that's always been on here.
Cheesecote has nothing in the middle. It's just road.
Yeah, Cheesecote doesn't have.
Yeah, it's only the ones that have trees.
Got it. Okay.
Or brushes.
Thank you. So, we'll now move to the yearly MS4 report. We got it from... Martin Spence. This is every year, Brian, you want to say something about the export report that you do every year?
Thank you. This.
I know. Martin has, I think, submitted by April 1st, maybe.
Yeah.
the DEC had a review in our village this year. So I guess they reviewed certain things, so it was more costly. You have to put in more hours in it. That's what he told me. And that's, I don't know if it's connected to the MS4.
Is this why Martin Sabella is so expensive?
Partially, yes. This month, yes.
A lot of
he got it over his head. He says the firm is active. Was effective January 4th for 5 years. Elon, there is one page. Elon, there's one page. So we need to make a motion. There's a page.
I only gave it to him.
Yeah, it's right here. Show it to Brian.
That's fine.
Okay, so what's the motion?
What you need to do to authorize the mayor to sign the MS4 certification form.
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the MS4 authorization form. Certification form, so it can be submitted to any agency needed.
A copy. I will second. Second by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. A copy of the.
I'm sorry, I was looking down. It was Joel. Just want to make sure.
A copy of this should be available on the website tomorrow. Now that we've voted on it.
Okay. So, should we hand it
in? Yeah, I'm going to send it to. Okay.
Okay, and we'll put it on the website tonight. Okay, thank you. We did the D. Tennis court nets.
Yeah, so Mark, you want to take a lead?
Mark, you want to tell us what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Right, I got a quote for replacing the tennis court nets because they have apparently holes in them and they're probably going to be replacing. All the tennis is replacing the ones for the town of Ramapo, and they said, they told me that they'll come out the same time that they do Ramapo.
That's why we're getting it at that price.
That's why we're getting it at this price, and I have to make a separate trip, and they'll replace the nets, including removal and hauling off the old nets.
I'm going to take a guess.
Seems reasonable, the price. I think that's it.
So the reason we have this price is because we sold a Ramapo nut, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
This is, the new nets, the delivery of the new nets, which are going to be here anyway, and the installation of the new nets.
Sales tax, you gave them a tax exempt?
I gave them that, I sent them a tax exempt.
Okay. And do you know when they're going to install it? Do they have a date?
She said at the end of April.
At the end of April, because
yeah, she didn't give me the exact.
Because we had a lot of residents who asked to upgrade those nets already even last year, so that would be an amazing addition.
Yeah. I asked when they plan on doing the Ramapo court.
Good.
April. Once I get to approve this, I'll reach out to them again and see if we can do that.
Amazing.
I'm making a motion to approve $850 for the installation and new nets for the tennis court in Van Den.
Which company?
Van Den Hendon Park, the company that will be installing and supplying the nets, Oval Tennis. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Vidal. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0.
Thank you.
Are you submitting it, or how are we doing?
Am I able to sign this?
That's why I was wondering too.
It
has Mark's name.
I can say it.
Okay. Let the mayor sign it. Let the mayor sign it. Right. Give it to Jenna, she'll scan it and send it to them. Have their email?
Yeah, it's on here.
Good. Don't send it yet, because I want to follow up with them to make sure when it's signed. If they give me an email as to when they're going to install it.
So maybe set. You want to scan it and CC Jenna in the email, and you send it to them.
She can scan it. Send it.
Okay, good. Okay. So she'll scan, send it to them, and include you in the email.
Okay, next topic, Mr. Nugent, is the resolution concerning the budget for the fiscal year of 2025-2026.
What are the deadlines?
Just run down the dates. What do we need to have at the next?
Yeah, so I believe the plan is to open and set the public hearing for April 7th, which is in compliance. It has to be open by no later than April 15th, and then you need to close it by April 20th. So you could open it and close it on April 7th, and then adoption is by May 1st.
Will we have the numbers and enough time for me to post it?
That it should be. The mayor has to provide it to the board by March 31st.
Yeah, and you'll need, right.
You'll have it by then. You'll have
the notice. You'll need the board and trustee salaries for the notice.
Yeah, there'll be a draft before for the demo.
That has to be in 5 days before the public hearing, so that's all.
So 5 days before the 7th?
Yes.
Correct?
Five
Thank
days
you, Mark.
5 days.
5 days.
5 days, yeah. Okay, so...
you would need this resolution to set the public hearing on the budget for April 7th at 7:30 or soon thereafter as can be heard.
No, but I would suggest that it should go out to the newspaper on Monday the 31st so that it goes into the paper on Wednesday the 2nd. Otherwise, if you send it in on the 2nd, they may not put it in the paper, right, Brian?
It has to be in the paper.
In the paper. So send it out on the 31st, on Monday the 31st, March 31st on Monday.
So I'll have it this week?
You'll have it by the end of March. By the end? No, this, what is it? What are we talking? Yeah, you'll have it by Friday, yes. Yes, we'll have it by Friday.
Okay. You got it.
So, you want to make a motion?
Or Monday morning, please.
You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion. Brian prepared the motion resolution directing public hearing on 2025-2026 tentative village budget. Now, therefore, be it further resolved that the above reason clauses are incorporated herein as set forth in full. Section 2, the village board will hold a public hearing at 7:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as can be heard on April 7, 2025 at the village hall meeting room, 100 Leighton Town Road, Pomona, New York, on the tentative village budget for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. Section 3, village board shall give due notice of this public hearing in accordance to the village code and the laws of the state of New York, and that such notice shall include a statement of the compensation to be paid to each member of the Board of Trustees, and state that a copy of the text of the budget shall be available at the office of the village clerk, where it may be inspected by any interested person during office hours. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Joel. Whoa.
Nice and loud.
Okay. Any questions? All right, none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5, no objection. Okay, nothing for old business. Member signs, building and maintenance. If you have anything to discuss, proceed period. Roll, floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the time.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes, we did that fast. That's good. Thank you for letting me know.
English.
Joel, what's with your speech? I'm getting a speech at the union.
I happen to have written every request or every question that you had down on a piece of paper over here, which I will review with the Board of Trustees. A couple of things here we actually went through and we discussed and gave some advice. I don't know if you remember, but I will...
We discussed some of these things in the past.
Yes, yes, yes. But not everything here is in the past. There's some new things that you brought up. But I will just letting you know that I will review this with you privately to see how we could make these improvements here.
I appreciate that. Thank you for your response.
You're welcome.
Sure. I'd just like to thank Trustee Lasser for a campaign well run, and congratulations for the next 4 years.
Good job, guys.
Mr. Lasser, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I want to thank Mark Greenberg for a campaign well run, and hope for the next good 4 years to benefit of the residents and bring in more funds in grants to be able to make this village even better, nicer, more parks, more playgrounds, more tennis courts, pickleball courts, basketball courts,
water parks.
My kids would love that.
Tracks for kids to be able to bike, etc., etc. Make this place a vibrant place for the youth.
Yes. Pickleball.
Yes. Oh, and fixing up the cultural center.
Yes.
So for office period, I just wanted to congratulate you both, Mark and Mendy, on winning the election.
Okay. No, Nugent,
what was yours? Nothing. Publicly, I'll congratulate him as well.
So, Mr. Nugent, so you don't think neglected? Question for you: what is the procedure for we have a certain situation the building department needs to deal with? Some of the permits, many of the permits, I should say, include issues that require dealing with impervious surfaces. Some of the applicants, as part of the process, promised that
they the plan. It's in the permit.
Yes, Mr. Lasker just mentioned it as part of their plans that they will install
pre-built
For example, when it comes to parking and et cetera, to be the owner of the lot.
Right.
Now, if they do not do that, we have a slow and inefficient recourse in the courts. Can we institute a escrow to deal with this?
Or security deposit.
Yeah, what is the deposit?
Does it need a local? Does it need a local law?
It would need to be an amendment to the code.
Can't be a resolution.
No, no. It has to be proposed. It should be in the law.
And is it a complicated law?
No. More or less, be an amendment probably to your existing code to say that where we have other securities, we'd say for lock coverage or permeable, like applicants shall be required where they're agreeing or the condition requires them to install a certain amount of pervious coverage, that if they don't do so
by a certain time,
they would forfeit the security posted. Now, the other thing is you could force compliance by saying that the machine would be able to take that money and fix the problem basically, but
correct.
But otherwise they might just let you take the money and leave it, So if you want a recourse, it'd still be a violation, but you could have a forfeiture, or you could say the village is going to have the work done.
Yeah.
You'd have your engineer provide an estimate of what the cost would be, and that would be the basis for the bond or the security.
The bond, so pretty much it's like the bond that we take in special permits.
Yeah, it'd be a performance bond.
So prior to the approval of your permit,
issuance of a permit,
we need the
So the next question is: the board interested in exploring this?
Yeah, but Elon, I'm
going to explore.
What did you say?
But I think we still need a local law to be prepared. So now scheduling a public hearing by the 7th, or we should have it prepared. No, that's what I'm saying. We should have it prepared by the 7th, and then we can schedule a public hearing for the next one.
So is that something, Joe, should follow the rules of the
city? No, but sadly, we have multiple of such cases where the permits get issued and the last part gets forgotten. I don't know, I don't want to say intentionally. And we have zero, it's very, very hard to run after the people. It's like you're knocking on the wall. And we have multiple cases and the building department is complaining about it. And
sending letters in which
I don't think going to court on that makes sense also. Because it's complicated, it's long. They get a German costing and everything for what?
Well, you're only gonna get a fine too, there's no in justice court, you can't get equitable relief or fine.
So are you going to take him to an Article 78 in Rockland? It's costing a fortune.
It wouldn't be that. You'd have to bring a Supreme Court action.
Supreme Court action.
To compel them or to stop them.
Not if we have our own court system.
Yes, well, even with your own court system.
A village judge cannot give you anything but
fine.
Only fine.
Right, so you keep on fighting them until they fix the problem.
Yeah. Oh, Mandy, I do know.
Do I take off our money for them?
No, so I guess you know they're going to finish it.
Could be. Fine. Like Joe was saying, people might be a little.
You can evolve if you're not limited. You can have
that. People might be a little upset if they coming in for a permit. Well, they got $50,000.
No, but let's be realistic. It's not what the average. The places where this is happening, mainly, from based on what the inspector says, is people who want to do an extension. So they're using more space of the land and they hit the boundaries of the 20, the 15 and the 5. Whatever it is, and then they don't want to go to zoning board or they don't want to do anything, so they're coming and they say they promise they're going to turn their driveway into permeable pavers. And
so you could.
Isn't that driveway pavers?
No.
So I know there was one that started, I won't say who, before I was here, about 3 years ago, and yeah, it was a situation like that where they did an extension and many other things being built. They did end up coming to zoning and they actually cut out part of their driveway. We know that they actually did fix it, but that's just one case. That's the only example that I have.
The CO. Some people don't care about the CO, and then it's a problem.
Can we apply this? Know about certain applications?
Yeah, no, I would like to, only where somebody promises to turn land into permeable pavers by deducting his net coverage because of that. By it's only in large.
It's only like people already on the border over there and they want to go whatever.
And they want to go, just making sure. Again, it's not. It's sad, but I'd rather not go to the court system because, not because I don't want to, but it's complicated.
And costly.
Brian, what do you
think? Well, we can also, in some of those cases, withhold C of O. In other words, that it's dependent on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but honestly.
People with.
Yeah. People really don't care. I didn't even work in that department.
Yeah, until they sell their house, and then they're like, oh, help me in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Close all my permits.
Close all my permits in 2 seconds. That's like, oh, but where were you for 5 years?
So. Nobody's interested in this. It's one of this.
How many open ones do we have realistically enough?
Over 14.
With this issue? With this issue?
Some with this, some with pools that without a CO. It's not simple. And it's a safety issue. It's not because we're not looking for. We just
the pools are a safety issue. And the surfaces aren't safe.
Yeah, but most of the cases.
Relevant to pools, there's also the question of impervious.
There's two issues of there. So it would be pools and permeable pavers. We'll cover that.
I would explore that.
Okay. So we have a consensus. We don't need to pull a meeting.
No, because I'll maybe talk to Jonathan, whoever's
doing it. Oh, the plan of the
Oh, he's actually leaving.
He's still another week?
Another week,
Ryan.
Okay.
We have to be the last client.
Try to talk to this people. Max.
Max? Right.
Yeah, but Max.
Why did he leave? Retired?
Yeah, he's retiring.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Brian. So we'll have something for next week. And
we'll set a public hearing for the end of April.
Okay. I'll make a motion to move to executive session to discuss legal matters. Can I have a second?
Hold on. You guys did that all at once. Who wants to have the second?
Run on.
Run on.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Yep.
session.
I'll second it.
By Mr. Greenwald, in favor?
Aye.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Seconded by Mr. Greenwald again. All in favor?
Aye.
That's it. Great to see you all.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Next week.